when a fan's heart is full of hate. He butters, cries, and a dark shadow falls over this troll. From the ashes of a once great fandom has risen a meme, an LOL that must be liked. We look to the airways for a vindicator, someone to strike fear in the dark basement of the parents who created him. The battle between fan and smark has begun. With a head on his shoulders stands the smart fan, a speaker of truths, with a voice of silence, and a radio show of justice. This is Ring Rust.
Listen to over 500 radio stations from anywhere in Canada with Radio Player Canada, the must-have app that's as Canadian as you are. Friendly, ready to party, great company. From kitchen parties to curling bonspiels. Enjoy every type of radio station, anywhere, anytime. Listen through your phone, Sonos, Google Chromecast, Google Home, Amazon Echo, Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto. Download the Radio Player Canada app today. It's where Canadian radio plays.
I mean, we're just a bunch of rednecks.
I'm redneck, white trash, straight up out the trailer, man. I'm dirty, ain't gonna lie. Got clothes down in the yard, watching me some NASCAR. A country boy, Dixie Fry. Oh, Dixie Fry.
Dixie Fry, come inside. It's the redneck nation, join the ride.
Come on,
white trash, call me that. Yo, Dixie Fry, as a matter of fact. It's time on a 20-foot chain. Chain. Line in the back where the dirty hoes hang.
Moxon Creek from their album Allowed to Be Loud with Dixie Fried. Theme song used by Bloody Bill Scullion on the Ontario wrestling circuit. I don't know if he's still wrestling or doing whatever or even using that theme song. This is Fabulous Mark Gibroni. You are listening to Ring Rust, podcasted via Podomatic and distributed throughout the world like, I don't know, some sort of webbing. Interesting news, since the National Wrestling Alliance has decided that, instead of a regular pay-per-view, Hard Times will instead be a series of television tapings for NWA Power. That means I only have two shows to pay-per-view this week. So let's do it to it, like I'm Val Venus and it's Yamaguchi-san's wife. Major League Wrestling's Intimidation Games, February 29th at the Melrose Ballroom in Queens, New York. It was streamed live on Triller TV, with additional matches being taped for Once Upon a Time in New York, which will air on Be In Sports and YouTube on tape delay on March 14th, so I'm not going to be reading those matches. Seven matches otherwise, so here's Captain Tennille to get us going.
Get it on!
Results Dragon Suplexed from MLW.com. First off, Rocky Romero defended his MLW World Middleweight Championship against Mystico. Rocky had a game plan in play for his match, but it was saturated in disrespect as the champion attempted to get the challenger off his game by nearly tearing his mask off of his face. The whole fight, which was full of many close calls, was teetering back and forth between both luchadors, and even though Romero tried to get the former Sin Cara off his game by literally ripping his mask, it didn't deter the challenger from achieving his goal. Mystico stayed true to his high-flying strategy and caught Rocky Romero off guard with his unbelievable head scissors to Fujiwara armbar, causing the champ to immediately tap out. Post-fight, Cesaro Duran wanted Rocky to put his hair on the line in a hair-versus-mask fight, but Romero was not obliging.
The Red Cross continues to work around the clock to respond to humanitarian need in Ukraine and surrounding countries. Canadians wishing to help are encouraged to donate to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. Financial donations can be made online at redcross.ca, by calling 1-800-418-1111, or by texting Ukraine to 20222 to donate $10. More information at redcross.ca.
Glitter, glitz, sparkle, bliss.
Do you like what you hear? Would you like to see my show improve? Please consider making a donation. PayPal.me/MarkJabroni.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
You're listening to Wrestling with Fanboy Mark Jabroni's Ring Rust. Available via Podomatic and all major podcast sources. Fozzy from their album Judas with Wolves at Bay. The uber band of Jericholean proportions, headed by the uber star of Jericholean proportions, Chris Jericho, who will be wrestling later in the show. I'll be talking about his match later in the show. And before that, from their self-titled album, and unless they're Metallica, it's their debut, because unless you're Metallica, your self-titled album is your debut album. That was Era with Amino for Sin Cara, or Mystico, or whatever. Anyway, this is Fanboy Mark Jabroni. You're listening to Ring Rust. through Podomatic, spinning out to the rest of the world on the internet, which isn't blue. Up next, we have an NYC street fight where Crazy Tsurugi, Akira, and Jake Crist waste zero time in attacking the Calling, Ricky Shane Page and Sami Callihan, as they take them out and then dive on top of them on the outside. The battle lives up to the stipulation, as weapons are certainly used, with Havoc's Sweet Babu resorting to paper cuts and RSP making the most of his brute strength. Page was cagey throughout this entire fight, as he used size and speed against his former tag partner. However, both the former MLW middleweight champion and Nevaeh's horizontal suplex machine did have an unexpected ace up their collective sleeves. It was reported that TNA Hall of Famer Raven was lurking in the Melrose Ballroom somewhere, but when Cannonball went to get the tables from underneath the ring, they got the Blue Meanie instead. Boards were broken, but spirits weren't, as Akira almost relished in the challenge at fighting Ricky and Sammy. He nearly was about to get the win with the death penalty, but was fought off and the former Crazy J got tangled with RSP. Sami Callihan took the opportunity to low blow Jake Crist, and Ricky Shane Page got him in a backslide. Akira immediately goes on the attack to Page, and chaos ensues as the numbers game gets the advantage for the Calling. However, help is on the way as Jimmy Lloyd comes running down to help ward them off. The former Impact World Heavyweight Champion wanted the trio to fight more, but sure enough, the former ECW World Heavyweight Champion appears on the big screen. Raven asks if Sammy and RSP want to steal the Calling's name. Call his new faction the Response. Quote the Raven, nevermore. So Call and Respond, I guess? Anyway, Calling in Response. Backstage, we see Filthy Tom Lawler, Mr. St. Laurent, and Davey Boy Smith Jr. in the men's bathroom, where they feel it's a good time to stake their claim to the World Tag Team Gold. The Bulldog is relieving himself and doesn't wash his hands, as he makes clear it's either tap or snap for Second Gear Crew. And Alex Kane is clearly focused and needs to be tonight against the game Bobby Fish, who is very much feeling confident and shows it in his offense. However, both men are quick to lock up, and the former National Openweight Champion starts off on the offensive and even locks in the Fade to Black early. The former Red Dragon member may have got a cheap shot in and then focus on the left knee. It becomes a target for Bobby. Fish has Kane the defensive quite a bit in this bout, but the former Undisputed Era member is a little too cocky and he gets taken to Suplex Island. Sure enough, Alex Kane finds the right opportunity and chokes Bobby Fish out in the Fade to Black. The former MLW World Heavyweight Champion gets on the mic to acknowledge the fans in New York City, but AJ Francis stops the celebration, saying that many fans don't even realize Boumaier came from Muhammad Ali, but ended up dropping a bombshell on the group. Some people in your ranks may not be as loyal as you think they are, he said. Crowd oohs at that one, as both Mr. Thomas and Faye dismiss the notion.
The mission. Submission.
I'm a suplex success. Yeah, Alex Kane put in work. You gon' end up in the dirt. Catch a checkup on the first. By the suplexing on the earth. Yeah, Alex Kane put in work. You gon' end up in the dirt. Catch a checkup on the first. By the suplexing on the earth. I got that boomaye. I been suplexing, going MIA on an island. Push you up on that mesh. Make it stretch and I can make it tap. Lot of suplex and I can make it drop. Make it ankles pop. Suplex season getting hot. In the whip, by the drop the top. Come to the wing, we gon' kill him. Who I ain't? Alex Kane, Manny Ali. Suplex it down, yeah, proudly. I'ma get the win, yeah, I'ma finish him. I ain't feeling him. Every day, I'm clocking in. By the putting work, make an ankle hurt. Playing overtime with his freaking work. Boomaye, 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 boomaye. I'm a suplex success. I'm a suplex success. Boomaye, 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 boomaye. I'm a suplex success. I'm a suplex success. Yeah, Alex Kane put in work. You gon' end up in the dirt. Catch a checkup on the first. By the suplexing on the earth. Yeah, Alex Kane put in work. You gon' end up in the dirt. Catch a checkup on the first. By the suplexing on the earth. We'll be right back.
Radio. Tune in Fridays at 4 on CHMR to hear the very best East Coast music.
Don't do drugs at all or drink alcohol underage because it will ruin your life.
But seriously, don't.
Don't drink and drive. Also, don't do it high unless you want to die.
And again, seriously, don't.
Goodbye.
This public announcement is brought to you by CHMR 93.5 FM.
Leading wrestling news radio draw since 2002. You're listening to Wrestling with Fanboy Mark Jabroni's Ring Rust. Available via Podomatic and all major podcast sources. From right here in sunny St. John's, Newfoundland, that's the band that's one more than Corey Storm, Category 6, from their album Fireborn with Beginning of the End. And before that, Alex Kane singing his own theme song, Boomaye. This is Fabo Mark Jabroni, you're listening to Ring Rust via Podomatic and other internet podcast sources as opposed to, I don't know, Amish podcast sources. WTF, Filthy Tom Lawler and Davey Boy Smith Jr., make it a point to try and take Manders out of the equation in this World Tag Team Championship match, as DBS goes back to his Haas fight ways by delivering stiff elbows to the Corn Belt Cowboy. Matthew Justice rises to the occasion and splashes the sports entertainment out of the challengers. However, once the one called Manders got back in, WTF took control. They go for the heart attack on Manders, but his second gear crew partner pulls Lawler out. SGC focuses on DBS and hit him with a harsh spear and lariat combo. That's curtains, but the former NJPW Strong Openweight Champion pulls referee Frank Gastineau out. A table gets presented and Tom is the one to fall victim to it, getting Tornado DDT'd by Justice through it in an amazing double team. The former MLW World Heavyweight Champion is twitching in pain as Manders gets a two count. MSL, who came in wearing a helmet to the ring, gets corn-belted by half of the tag team champions. However, out comes Brett Ryan Goslin, and it allows Davey Boy Smith to grab the helmet and hits one called Manders with it. He gets covered by Filthy Tom Lawler, new champs. The feed soon cuts, and we see Mads Kroll Kruger ready for one last war, and he's going to unleash his new blood into the league. Hail Contra. And both Matt Riddle and Bad Dude Tito are game for this NJPW World Titles and Championship fight, as each competitor shows speed, athleticism, and strength. Suplexes are readily exchanged before kicks and strikes. Tito gets the better of it with a massive lariat and says he's going to rip Riddle's head off. However, Matt hits a fisherman's buster and then follows up with a Broton bomb for two near falls. Bro chants echo throughout the Melrose Ballroom. The challenger spine busts the champion down and hits a frog splash for his own near fall. Riddle goes on a flurry, but Tito slows him down when he gets his knees up. BDT knows how to grapple, and it's evident in this match. Hard forearms are traded between the champion and challenger, and then so are strikes and suplexes. Bad news, Tito hits a blue thunder bomb, and it's a near fall. Only 15 minutes in this fight, and Matt Riddle manages to hit a package tombstone, and it's good for the pinfall win.
Bro!
Thursday at 4 p.m., tune in to catch Rainbow Rock, the program showcasing queer culture in Newfoundland and Labrador. Studio guests, great tunes, and lively talk about the issues affecting the 2SLGBTQIA+ community in this province. Join me, your host, Raya Rollman, every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. here at 93.5 FM, online at chmr.ca.
Lord, what is happening in there?
Aurora Borealis?
Aurora Borealis. At this time of year, at this time of day, in this part of the country, localized entirely within your kitchen.
Yes.
May I see it?
No.
Oh, my.
Slamming Wrestling News Radio on its back since 2002. You're listening to Wrestling with Fanboy Mark Jabroni's Ring Rust. Available via Podomatic and all major podcast sources. Happy Mondays from their album Bummed with Fat Lady Wrestlers. I'm telling them you said that. And before that, Def Rebel, We Up for Matt Riddle in WWE still. But I don't know what his non-WWE, post-WWE theme song is. So if you do, feel free to drop me a line, ring-rust@hotmail.com, or tweet me at Mark Jabroni. This is Fatboy Mark Jabroni. You're listening to Ring Rust. Podcasted via Podomatic, out to various sources of podcasting stuff and things. Yeah. Selena De La Renta walks out with a bag of cash and issues the $5,000 5-minute challenge to anybody in the back. Out comes a game Zoe Cannon from Boston. A quick boot to the corner from Janae Kai, then a massive roundhouse knocks Zoe out cold quickly. The ref calls for the bell. My talking about it probably took a bit longer than the match. Next, Cesar Duran is smiling proudly in his office with the middleweight title sitting in front of him. He issues a new challenge to Selena. He wants her best luchador in the War Chamber. Who will she choose? And it's main event time. It should be noted that Satoshi Kojima hasn't competed in MLW or NJPW since his last Major League match. However, these two men know one another way too well, and MLW World Heavyweight Champion Minoru Suzuki is sadistic in his game plan, greatly torquing the leg of Kojima. Strong style and fighting spirit is greatly shown in this fight, but sportsmanship is out the window as Minoru takes plenty of moments to taunt his longtime rival. The challenger does hit the champion with a Kojima cutter and a lariato, but doesn't get all of the latter. However, Minoru Suzuki perseveres and nails a crisp one on Satoru Kojima, heretofore undefeated in MLW, and gets an emphatic 1-2-3.
Attention all musicians, bands, associations, clubs, and organizations that represent collective styles of music across Canada. Now is the time to rebuild our collective music nation. Genres like hip-hop, R&B, jazz, soul, reggae, gospel, and more united. The Collective Music Nation is a nonprofit organization committed to the development of collective music. Free memberships are available now. Collective Music Nation, one voice, strength in unity.
The Friday Morning Markout. 8 a.m. Newfoundland time or 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on CHMR 93.5 FM.
Sitting here among my children, waiting for the world to
Are you feeling stuck in your current music rotation?
Feel like you're searching for something new and don't know where to start?
Let us set you up. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Christina.
And we're the hosts of Blind Date on CHMR, a show where you meet a new album and we pay the bill.
Every Monday, we take turns picking albums for the other person to ultimately see if it's love at first listen.
Join us for all the fun every Monday night at 9 p.m. right here on CHMR 93.5 FM, Newfoundland's only alternative.
A blind woman stumbles into an eye hospital in Kenya and a few days later walks out to see her world.
Our family supports Operation Eyesight, a charitable organization that restores sight and helps prevent blindness in South Asia and Africa.
Our donation of $1 a day is enough to restore the sight of a blind person every month.
Visit OperationEyesight.ca. Are we making a difference? Just ask Chiku.
Because of me, she can see.
A true champion will defend it day in, day out against any and all competitors and find a way to win. Get out of France. Two good things have come from that country. One is French fries, two is Andre the Giant. Nothing else. That's $5 well spent right there.
Hey, what's up? This is referee Tony S., and you're listening to Ring Run.
Album Handout from right here in sunny St. John's, Newfoundland, with Skulls. And before that, Oyumi Nakamura with Kaze Ninare. Pardon me if I pronounced it incorrectly. A.K.A. the King of the World for Minoru Suzuki. This is Fabio Marchibroni. You are listening to Ring Rust via Podomatic and out to other podcasts. Wherever you catch podcasts, this will be delivered to them. So, just go look. Not that you have to look while you're listening to the podcast. Of course, you're already listening to a podcast. Now that Major League Wrestling's Intimidation Games has won at Bombardment, Bombardment, Bombardment. All Elite Wrestling's Revolution, March 3rd at the Greensboro Coliseum in Greensboro, North Carolina. A customarily whopping 11 matches, so here's Captain Tennille one more time.
Get it on!
Results available from AllEliteWrestling.com. In the Revolution Zero Hour, there was a 6-man tag team match pitting, and you know how I like naming tag teams, but one of these teams is already named, so I'm just going to have a bit of fun with the rest of it. The Bang Bang Scissor Gang, which was ROH World 6-Man Tag Team Champions Bullet Club Gold, Switchblade Jay White and the Gun Club, Austin and Colton Gunn, and AEW World Trios Champions The Scissor Gang, Daddy Ass Billy Gunn, and the acclaimed Platinum Max Caster and Anthony Bowens. A little bit weird, he doesn't have a nickname with Platinum Max Caster as his tag team partner. Oh well. Faced Karen Jarrett's Tupperware Party, No School Like the Old School, WWE and Impact Hall of Famer Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal, Twins, starring Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, Satnam Singh and Willie Mack, and Private Party. Didn't have so much fun with that one. Isaiah Cassidy and Mark Quinn. In the opening stages, the Scissor Gang performed Scissor Me Timbers on Quinn, but Lethal distracted the referee, allowing Mark to deliver a dropkick. In the end, as Singh attempted to chokeslam Billy, White performed a chop block on Satnam, allowing Daddy Ass to deliver a defamasser on him. Switchblade then delivered a Blade Runner to Mack and pinned him to win the match. And in a zero-hour main event, quote-unquote, New York's Flyest, Chris Statlander and Willow Nightingale, faced Midnight Blue, AEW TBS champion Julia Hart and Sky Blue. In the opening stages, the former Strong Women's champion performed a running crossbody to the House of Black honoree for a two-count. Statlander then delivered a back suplex to Hart, who in turn performed a moonsault on Chris, but Nightingale broke up the pin attempt. The former AEW TBS champion delivered a double lariat on Midnight Blue, while Willow performed a pounce on Blue. Chris Statlander dropkicked Julia Hart out of the ring, and Willow Nightingale performed a doctor bomb and pinned Sky Blue to win the match. Fleming Wrestling News Radio on its back since 2002. You're listening to Wrestling with Fanboy Mark Jabroni's Ring Rust. Available via Podomatic and all major podcast sources.
Yeah, it goes do 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 do. Now can I hear y'all with me? Do 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 do. Well, it's the knick-knack, paddywhack, tick-fat, bleak-skinned rapper cat back in his natural habitat. Ain't wearing my academic jacket, a hat, got back in, dropped out, that's what happened to that. Hope to finish my degree, but I'm cognizant the barriers in society don't really apply to me. Affluent cat, and I'm privileged, I can see, but wealthy ain't the type of rich I'm trying to be. I'm trying to be peaceful and godly, pimp. Still walk with my cerebral palsy limp. I'm just trying to be a comfort to the scared. Utterly devoted, even if I ain't utterly prepared. There's two ways I show my passion for the cause. Serving humanity and rapping with my dogs. Get a reaction like a boss, like, can I get a hoe? And maybe some clapping and applause, like,
yeah, everybody falls down sometime. Don't you be afraid of the sunshine. Yes, you can and will get on your feet. Oh, oh. When the pain is unbearable, that's what the music is there for. Lift your voice and sing and move your feet. Stay up, stay up, stay up, oh, oh, oh. Stay up, stay up, stay up, oh, oh, oh. Stay up, stay up, stay up, oh, 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 oh. Stay up, stay up, oh, oh, oh. Now. When you think about your place in the universe, I don't know about y'all, sometimes I'm confused at first, but then I thought about it for a while. All of a sudden, in a fluid burst, I feel like the truth emerged. Some days you regret you're alive, but look around, there's no end to the blessing you find. I learned the only way that you can truly gain is when you see a person hurting and you soothe their pain. And all the religions and the creeds are true. If you don't believe in God, he believes in you. So even when you fear that you don't know best, you are loved by a love that knows no death. And when you share it with the other people you know, your chains disintegrate and you're free to grow. Life will always have laughter and music and radiant love. All you gotta do is stay up. Cause everybody falls down sometime. Don't you be afraid of the sunshine. Yes, you can and will get on your feet. On your feet. Oh, oh. And when the pain is unbearable, that's what the music is there for. Lift your voice and sing and move your feet. And stay up. Stay up. Stay up, oh, oh, oh. Stay up, stay up, stay up, oh, oh, oh. Stay up, stay up, stay up, oh, 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 oh. Stay up. And stay up, oh, oh, oh. Now all my people say do 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 do. Now can I hear y'all with me? Do 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 do. We keep it going like do 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 do. One more time and do 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 do.
Now it's time for the show's intermission. Feel free to head out to concessions, get yourself a drink, maybe a snack, grab some merch. I think the performers would really appreciate it.
Feeling I've been lost for years. loaded gun. There's a killer in me, hoping, hope that you're the one. But you always run away.
Like me on Facebook, tinyurl.com/ringrust. Follow me on Twitter, at Mark Jabroni. And subscribe to Jabronology TV, youtube.com/fanboymarkjabroni. This week's Macho Fact. Why did the chicken cross the road? To get away from Randy Savage. And the Macho Man is secretly the president of the Ninja Army.
Punks better pay homage to the original king of the ring. Get back, cause the Macho Man's about to attack. in your bum and you slap. Get back to the room, I have to bring the rain. You're messing with Randy Savage, you're insane in the brain. Get back, cause the Macho Man's about to attack. You step up with that crap in your bum and you slap. Get back to the room, I have to bring the pain. You're messing with Randy Savage, you're insane in the brain. Get back, cause the Macho Man's about to attack. You step up with that crap.
Listen to over 500 radio stations from anywhere in Canada with Radio Player Canada, the must-have app that's as Canadian as you are. Smart, lovable, easygoing, fits in anywhere. From early morning hockey practices to late night after parties, enjoy every type of radio station anywhere, anytime. Listen through your phone, Sonos, Google Chromecast, Google Home, Amazon Echo, Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto. Download the Radio Player Canada app today. It's where Canadian radio plays.
from her album Atlanta, that's Atlanta Miles with Only Wings. And before that, this week's Macho Fact. This is Fanboy Mark Jabroni. You are listening to Ring Rust, Vile Podomatic, and thwipping out to various podcasting sources like your Miles Morales, or possibly Peter Parker, and or Peter Porker. In the opening match, where does his webs come from? Do I want to know? In the opening match of the pay-per-view, Christian Cage defended the AEW TNT Championship against Daniel Garcia. The champion delivered a swinging neckbreaker and a crossbody to the challenger onto the floor. The prodigy, Nick Wayne, attempted to attack Garcia, but the former ROH Pure Champion delivered a back body drop on him over the barricade. Daniel then performed a dragon screw leg whip on Cage and stomped his ankle. As the referee was being distracted by Christian, Killswitch performed a choke slam on the challenger, allowing the champion to perform a diving splash for a near fall. Cage attempted a spear, but his knee buckled, allowing Garcia to perform a pile driver for a near fall. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla World Champion then performed a jackknife pin, but the AEW TNT Champion reached the ropes. Mother Wayne distracted the referee, allowing her son Nick to attack Daniel Garcia, allowing Christian Cage to deliver the kill switch to retain. Next, Eddie Kingston put the Continental Crown Championship on the line against the Blackpool Combat Club's American Dragon, Brian Danielson, with the added stipulation that if Kingston won, Danielson would have to shake the Triple Crown champion's hand out of respect. In the opening stages, Eddie delivered a Saito suplex and a suicide dive to Danielson. The challenger then performed a suplex to the champion from the apron to the floor. The Mad King then delivered an exploder suplex and a DDT for a two count. Brian nailed a PK and a dragon suplex on Kingston for another two count. The American Dragon then hit an avalanche butterfly suplex and locked into the label lock, but Eddie reached the ropes. The champion delivered a spinning back fist and a Northern Lights bomb for a near fall of his own. The challenger then performed the Busaiko knee on the Mad King for another near fall. Eddie Kingston and then delivered three half-and-half suplexes, a clothesline, and a powerbomb to American Dragon Brian Danielson and pinned him to retain the AEW Continental Championship, the Ring of Honor World Championship, and the New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Openweight Championship, as well as a handshake of respect from his opponent. And then was an all-star scramble match, where the winner received a future world championship match. The eight participants were Wardlow, Dante Martin, The Machine Brian Cage, Hook, Murder Hawk Monster Lance Archer, Magnus, the Uberstar of Jericho Lean Proportions Chris Jericho, and Powerhouse Hobbs. In the opening stages, Dante delivered a suicide dive to Hobbs, and Magnus performed a tornado dive to Archer before hitting a frog splash on Cage. The former Astro Boy delivered a cutter to Jericho for a two count, then performed a double underhook backbreaker and a running double knees into corner to Dante. Archer then chokeslammed Magnus, while the Uberstar of Jericho Lean Proportions and the CMLL Mexican National Tag Team Co-Champion performed stereo lion salts to the Murder Hawk Monster. Wardlow delivered German suplexes to Cage, Archer, Magnus, and Dante. Hook then performed a Northern Light suplex to the first ever AEW World Heavyweight Champion, but Powerhouse broke up the pin attempt, then delivered the World's Most Dangerous Slam to Jericho on the floor. Cage then hit a jumping knee strike and the F10 on Hook, then a lariat and a powerbomb from Wardlow, who then performed a headbutt and a lariat to Hook, and the last ride to Dante, pinning him to win.
This is your fear is taking over. You see premonitions of evil arising. The time has come for all to witness total mayhem. This is war. This is war. This is war.
since your fear is taking over. You've seen premonitions of me polarizing. The time has come for all to witness total mayhem.
Attention all musicians, bands, associations, clubs, and organizations that represent collective styles of music across Canada. Now is the time to rebuild our collective music nation genres like hip-hop, R&B, jazz, soul, reggae, gospel, and more united. The Collective Music Nation is a non-profit organization committed to the development of collective music. Free memberships are available now. The Collective Music Nation. One voice, strength in unity.
The Red Cross continues to work around the clock to respond to humanitarian need in Ukraine and surrounding countries. Canadians wishing to help are encouraged to donate to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. Financial donations can be made online at redcross.ca by calling 1-800-418-1111 or by texting Ukraine to 20222 to donate $10. More information at redcross.ca.
CHMR FM, Alliance 787, Cable 942, and streaming live on www.chmr.ca. Podcasted weekly on SoundCloud.com.
A friendly reminder that there are other humans with thoughts and feelings. They should be respected no matter what size, shape, color, or gender. This public service announcement is brought to you by CHMR.
The roads can be very dangerous places.
Always make sure you are qualified to drive.
That's right. If you go into the roads unqualified, you're not only risking your safety, but the people around you as well. There are many qualifications. One of them is don't drink and drive. If you have recently drank too much alcohol, the roads are not for you.
Don't drive underage. If you're not the legal age to drive, don't!
Even if you have a license, you still can't drive high. Drugs are already bad, but don't make it bad for everyone else.
This public service announcement was brought to you by three random sixth graders.
Oh, and CHMR.
I'll make you teensy. When I was a kid, if someone brandished a shrink gun, he'd get a little bit of respect. I'll make you fun size.
You're listening to wrestling superstar, the Triple X Sex Express Sexy Eddie, and you're listening to Ring Rust, the one and only wrestling talk radio show.
Lisa Berkeley from her album Glass and Wire with Radio C. And before that, Mikey Ruckus with This Is War for Wardlow. This is Fabul Mark Jabroni. You are listening to Ring Rust via Podomatic and other sources of podcast reciprocants? I don't know. Orange Cassidy defended the AEW International Championship against Roderick Strong. Undisputed Kingdom stablemates Matt Taven and Mike Bennett had accompanied Strong, but he sent the ROH Tag Team Champions backstage before the match started. In the opening stages, the champion delivered a suicide dive to the challenger on the outside and a diving crossbody for a two count. Roderick then performed a gut-wrench powerbomb to Cassidy onto the turnbuckle. The Undisputed Kingdom member attempted the end of heartache, but the best friend countered it into a stun dog millionaire. Orange then delivered a satellite DDT and a diving tornado DDT to Strong for a two count before performing the Panama Sunrise for a near fall. The champion attempted the Orange Punch, but the challenger intercepted it with a half-and-half backbreaker. Strong then delivered a jumping knee, but Cassidy responded with the Orange Punch and then a beach break, but Roderick reached the bottom rope. Orange Cassidy attempted another Orange Punch, but Roderick Strong impeded it with a jumping knee and then delivered the end of heartache to win the title. After the match, Kyle O'Reilly made his AEW return, having been out with a neck injury since June of 2022. O'Reilly hugged Strong, while Bennett and Taven offered him an Undisputed Kingdom t-shirt. Kyle, however, gave it back to Roderick and then whispered something in his ear before leaving. Next, Blackpool Combat Club, John Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli, faced FTR, Dax Harwood, and Cash Wheeler. In the opening stages, Moxley delivered a superplex to Wheeler for a two count. Harwood performed a short arm lariat to Renee Paquette's baby daddy and a schoolboy pin to Claudio for a two count. Castagnoli then hit a lariat on Cash and a power slam on Dax for a two count. BCC then performed an assisted air raid crash to Harwood for another near fall. FTR then delivered an assisted spike pile driver to Claudio. Then Harwood ate a European uppercut while on Moxie's shoulder for a two count. The former AEW World Heavyweight Champion then delivered a cutter to Dax, while the former Antonio Cesaro performed the giant swing on Wheeler. FTR then performed a powerbomb leaping leg drop combo on Rene Paquette's Sweet Babu for a two count. FTR then delivered the shatter machine to John for another near fall. Claudio hit the neutralizer on Wheeler on the floor, and then Dax delivered a pile driver to Castagnoli on the floor. John Moxley performed a paradigm shift on Dax Harwood for a two count, then locked in the head scissors submission, forcing him to pass out, giving Blackpool Combat Club the win by technical submission. And after that, Timeless Toni Storm defended the AEW Women's World Championship against Deonna Purrazzo. In the closing stages, Storm delivered a running hip attack and a DDT to Purrazzo for a two count. Deonna then performed a tears driver and then locked in the Venus de Milo. The champion tapped out, but the referee didn't see it due to Luther's distraction. Mariah May, dressed as old-school Toni Storm, attempted to distract the challenger, but Steve Macklin's Sweet Babu attacked her. Timeless Toni Storm then delivered the Storm Zero to Deonna Purrazzo and pinned her to retain.
Host of Eastern Passage. Tune in Sundays at 5 p.m. for the finest in East Coast contemporary folk right here on 93.5 CHMR FM and online at chmr.ca.
You're listening to
Don't Touch That Dial.
It's my turn. Campus and community radio stations are committed to fair play. We want to hear your voice. Visit this station to find out how you can volunteer, meet inspiring women, play women's music, attend training sessions, and develop skills for media careers. Play fair, tune in, and drop by this station. Be the change you want to hear. This message was brought to you by Women's Hands and Voices, an initiative of the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Check out our website at ncra.ca/women.
We'll be right back.
slamming wrestling news radio on its back since 2002. You're listening to Wrestling with Fanboy Mark Jabroni's Ring Rust. Available via Podomatic and all major podcast sources. Right here in sunny St. John's, Newfoundland, that was Madison Strip, Bird and Turn. Unreleased and not going to be released because the band has since broken up as of last year, I think, or the year before. Due to the pandemic, largely. Some bands can and some bands can't. And before that, Mikey Ruckus and Susie Mojo, Watch What's Next, the original AEW theme song for Tony Storm. This is Fabulous Mark Jabroni. You're listening to Ring Rust via Podomatic. And spinning out to other podcast sources, spinning, always spinning. Now taking a quick break from my Revolution pay-per-view, it's time for this week's three-way dance-off.
Welcome to tonight's main event!
And we have a capacity crowd on hand for this battle of the millennium.
March 8th marks International Women's Day.
Wrestling, of course, has had some pretty dominant women step between those ropes, and some of them have quite a set of pipes as well. So let's check out some hottie hotties laying down the vocals of their own in this week's Three-Way Dance-Off.
Heart says, baby, you gon' make it. Head says, honey, you are failing. Now it's time to choose, now it's time to choose the one you listen to. They said, you will never make it. But who says that rough season meant for sailing? Find your own way, don't let the waves take you under. Bring on the storm, cause I'm a fighter. I've been to hell. You're made of work hard, can't afford a day off. You got so much to lose, so now it's time to choose. How will you make your move? Damn it, shattered, but I'm never breaking. Heart beats faster, but I'm never shaking. I'm risen up and never going back under.
So bring on the storm, cause I'm a fighter. I've been to hell and never fight.
a girl pray for rain.
Are you with me?
Viva Van's old band, Mocking the Trinity, with Wrath of She, S-H-I-H. Anyway, before that, Mickey James from her album Strangers and Angels with Are You With Me, a song I haven't actually played in a while. And before that, Hurley Cameron of AEW fame, Scarlett Bordeaux and Shotzi Blackheart, both of WWE fame, with Indestructible. They put that out like 3 years ago, I think, something like that, before Hurley Cameron was in AEW. And then she also did the theme song for the Iconics, or the Inspiration. They called themselves in the Iconics in WWE and the Inspiration in everywhere else. So, this is Admiral Mark Gibroni. You are listening to Ring Rust via Podomatic and heading out to other podcasting distribution sources like they're in need of mail and I'm like the Pony Express or something. I don't know. Next, Will Ospreay performed a Hurricane Rana and a Springboard Elbow on Konosuke Takeshita, then delivered a Handspring Enziguri, a Plancha, and Back Suplex for a one count. Takeshita delivered a Stalling Superplex and an Inverted F10 on Ospreay. Fast-forwarding through what many have called the best match they've ever seen in years, Konosuke then delivered a Wheelbarrow Suplex on Will, but his opponent kipped up and delivered a Hidden Blade for a one count. Takeshita attempted another power drive knee, but Ospreay countered into a powerbomb and then performed the Styles Clash for a near fall. Will then performed a Tiger Driver 91 and a Hidden Blade on Konosuke and pinned him to win the match. Afterwards, Don Callis and fellow United Empire member Kyle Fletcher embraced him. And in the penultimate match, Samoa Joe put the AEW World Championship on the line against Hangman Adam Page and Swerve Strickland in a three-way match. Since I'm getting close to the end of the show, near the end of the match, the champion locked into Kikina Clutch submission on Page, but Strickland performed a spiral tap on both men to break up the submission. Adam then started beating on the referee, then delivered an enziguri to the Samoan submission machine and a buckshot lariat to Swerve, before delivering another buckshot lariat to the champion, and his fellow challenger delivered a buckshot lariat of his own to the former AEW World Heavyweight Champion himself from the top rope, followed by the JML driver, but Samoa Joe delivered a half-and-half suplex, a lot of those going around this show, to Swerve Strickland through the ropes, then locked into Kokina Clutch submission, and Hangman Adam Page tapped out for him to retain his title.
Sparkle bliss.
Do you like what you hear? Would you like to see my show improve? Please consider making a donation. PayPal.me/MarkGibroni. Jail. I played them on the Cavalcade of Uber Swank a couple of weeks ago and just really liked it. So I just put the CD in my Ring Rust bag. So from their album Promise, it's kind of an EP. It's like six songs. So that was the title track, the LP version. I don't know if the... On their Wikipedia page, it doesn't actually list this album. So I don't know what to think of that. And before that, Adam Gubman from ROH Music of Honor Volume 2 with Tap Out, Samoa Joe's old Ring of Honor theme song. This is Fatboy Mark Jabroni. You're listening to Ring Rust via Podomatic and heading out to other podcast sources because you don't subscribe to Podomatic. I don't know. The main event of All Elite Wrestling's Revolution was the retirement match of WWE and TNA Hall of Famer Sting, in which he and Darby Allin, accompanied by fellow Hall of Famer Nature Boy Ric Flair and Sting's sons, Garrett Borden and Stephen Borden Jr., defended the AEW World Tag Team Championships against the Young Bucks, Matthew and Nicholas Jackson, in a Tornado Tag Team match. WWE Hall of Famer Ricky the Dragon Steamboat served as the special guest timekeeper for the match, while Sting's sons were dressed as two of his previous personas. Garrett was the red, white, and blue Surfer Sting, the same gear Sting wore when he faced Flair at Clash of the Champions 1, and Steven was as the red and black NWO Wolfpack Sting. I can't do this match justice, so just go watch it. Suffice it to say, Lance Storm was singing his favorite World Championship Wrestling theme song after this bout.
Woo! You are gonna love this!
Yeah!
Wow, man, freaked out!
If I can be serious for a minute.
I cannot wait to hear the finished product.
Without being interrupted.
Of a man called Sting, performed by Lance Storm.
He's a man called Sting. He's a man called Sting. He's a man called Sting. The man called Sting. He does this. He does that.
And
he's as big as a bull, quick as a cat. He looks fine. He looks cool. He's his own man. He's nobody's fool. Don't double cross him or get in his way. Because if you do, you're gonna pay. Hey. He's a man called Sting. The man called Sting. He's a man called Sting. The man called Sting. He's not like anybody else. If his friends ever need him, he's there to help. Well, he's no John Cena then, that's for sure. And all the kids, they go wild. And all the old people start to act like a child. Tremendous lyrics. Don't double cross him or get in his way. Because if you do, you're gonna pay. Hey. He's a man called Sting. The man called Sting. He's a man called Sting. The man called Sting. Whoa, they got a guitar solo riff in the middle. All over the world, he's such a smash. You know it's over when he does the Stinger splash. This I find hard to believe. He loves his honey. He loves the Rock. But no one important loves the Scorpion Deathlock. Don't double cross him or get in his way. Because if you do, you're gonna pay. Hey. He's a man called Sting. The man called Sting. He's a man called Sting. The man.
What's going on?
What else we got here? Everybody wonders what he's going to do. A two-title reign. He says he ain't through. The little Stingers believe in him. That's all he needs to win the title again. Don't double-cross him or get in his way. Because if you do, you're gonna pay. Hey. He's a man called Sting. The man called Sting.
Rub it out!
He's a man called Sting.
Doink the clown!
The man called Sting. He's a man called Sting. Alright, I think that's all the unique lines that they have on this great song.
The Man Called Sting, performed by Lance Storm. I was laughing as the song was playing.
If I can be serious for a minute.
Stink, you're wrong.
like me on Facebook, tinyurl.com/ringrust. Follow me on Twitter, at Mark Jabroni. And subscribe to Jabronology TV, youtube.com/fanboymarkjabroni. That's it for another show, kiddies. Check me out on Facebook, where you can keep track of all the news that's right on the mark, from around ringside to the latest concerts. See you at the shows. Later days.